Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Christian Crusader Patriot End Times crew. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, and we are broadcasting right now from Patriot-held territory. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. Oh, we've got cool stuff going on today.
Yes.
We've got some super interesting news that we ran across from Jack Posobiec. We've got about a 5-minute clip that we're going to share with you after the break. And this is, in my opinion, this is excellent news. And so,
yeah, good, because yesterday was a downer.
It was.
It was the truth. This is really, I liked hearing it. And this is a Steve Bannon interview in the War Room. And Jack Posobiec is over in Spain or Italy.
Yeah,
Spain.
He's in Spain.
But he's been kind of globetrotting. He's been all over the Eastern Europe and elsewhere. The patriot movements are very much alive and well.
Exactly.
Nationalists, America first, or like he said, Romania first, Poland first, Spain first countries. And which is really exciting. Speaking of that, this was such good news. I got to throw it out there first. Where was it? It was, wondering how in the world this ever even happened in the first place. But Scotland's anti-white first minister responsible for disastrous hate crime law resigns.
Yes.
Scotland's leader Humza Yousaf resigned on Monday, quitting as the head of the pro-independence Scottish National Party after scrapping a coalition agreement with Scotland's Greens. And then he failed to secure enough support to survive votes of no confidence. He's out of there. He's the one that put that ridiculous hate crimes law forward that just imploded on itself.
Right. And see, that is at the direction of the United Nations, because remember Antonio Guterres basically instructing all of the different leaders from around the world, different legislative offices from the United States, this is what you're doing next when you go back to your countries. So, that's where UN is the communist leader for that side of the world, right?
That's right.
And trying to tell everybody in America what to do through these ridiculous UN dictates.
That's right.
And so then they bring them back to their own nations and enact this garbage.
That's right.
And it's all unconstitutional here, which is why it's going to be fun. This clip, this Posobiec clip, is important, because here's what's going on. This is what you and I have been talking about forever, is that hey, this commie coup that happened here in the United States in 2020, this is an exact blueprint of what has happened across the world to all the other nations that are having their elections stolen with the same exact Dominion voting machines.
Right.
Oh boy, that's a big shocker. And, and so all of those nations' people are experiencing the same exact garbage we are, and none of us want these leaders.
No.
We know the elections have been stolen by these commies all around the world.
In fact,
Argentina was the only ones to pull their heads out fast enough to get rid of those stupid electronic voting machines, and now they've got Javier Milei. And you know what? Here's a report on Javier Milei. Speaking of outdoing the commies by getting rid of their election stealing apparatus, for the first time since 2008, their budget has a surplus. This is under Javier Milei's direction, because
start kicking communism out, socialism out, the wokeness out.
You can fix your country lickety-split.
I mean,
it doesn't take any time at all. Just like Trump is saying, we've got a clip here later that Trump has too, where he's saying, we can fix this so fast, it will not take any time at all to get these illegal invaders out of our country. So
that's right.
So we've got
get out of Scotland. Yeah. We don't want you here.
That's right. That's right.
Swift kick in the behind and send him back to wherever he's from. Amsir, Yusuf.
Yeah.
Useless.
Heck, you know, declare open season on all illegal aliens. I guarantee they'd probably be able to get themselves out of here pretty fast.
Right. Right. Well, but yeah, the illegal aliens. It's a whole nother story. Which, by the way, before we get to the word of the day, you know, there's a story we just didn't, I don't think we, you know, gave enough time to, you know, unfortunately. Just run out of time. You can only cover so much. But it was a really cool thing with this rancher who killed an illegal alien on his property. He'd been completely overran repeatedly. And there was a hung jury. So, and the prosecutor said he's not going to retry the rancher.
You mean that 75-year-old. It should have been a hung jury?
Should have been a hung prosecutor?
Yeah, maybe. Judge, maybe?
Yeah. So that was really cool because the 75-year-old rancher, boy, they were trying to prosecute him and run him through the ringer.
That's atrocious considering how many people those cartels are killing every single day of their own people.
And look how much money and time and resources they poured into trying to prosecute a rancher who killed one of the invaders, out of nine.
He had the right to do that.
And that's one incident.
Yep.
And you know, could easily articulate he was in fear for his life. This is an ongoing thing. And, well, I don't know, maybe she'd be getting a citizenship award. She'd be getting the Kyle Rittenhouse Award.
Yes, I agree. I agree because this is an invasion, and he was absolutely within his land. And what is, you have the term for that, for when you're invaded by another nation, every citizen has the legal right around the world to defend themselves and their nation without consulting elected officials, and it's called land warfare.
Yeah, the laws of land warfare, which came from one of the Geneva Conventions, and of course it was also talked about in the Hague Conventions as well, as when your nation is under attack, when it's, you know, you don't have to be, that whole argument came from when are you able to enjoy the rights and benefits of a prisoner of war or different categories of belligerents versus combatants versus non-combatants, because it's illegal to be in civilian clothes and firing on an enemy, you know, when you're in open warfare. So this question came up, what about civilians defending their country? And it was made very clear, if your nation is being invaded, civilians have the right on their own initiative to engage the enemy, to kill an invading force. They don't have to be in uniform. They don't have to follow under a chain of command. They still can't carry out, you know, crimes against humanity.
Right.
You can't dismember babies, you know, and rape.
Things
and,
like Hamas does.
Yeah, you can't do stuff like Hamas does. So, which is why they're prosecuting Israel in the international criminal courts.
Because they're completely insane.
Nothing about Hamas is, right. Anyway, it's a whole different rabbit trail. But he's they are not going to try to re-prosecute him. It's a done deal, and God bless him.
Yep.
So,
well, yep.
Okay.
Thank goodness for that. Some form of law has remained for his benefit.
Yeah, prevailed that one time.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get to the word of the day. What does the Lord have in store for us?
Well, the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Psalm chapter 18, the continuation from yesterday.
Yes, that's
right. Because today is the final day of Passover that actually ends when the sun goes down this evening. And so I hope everyone out there is taking the day off and not doing any work according to the scripture and how it says the first day of Passover, which was on the 23rd, was a no work day, followed by the following 7 days later, which is today, you also do no work on that day.
No customary work.
That's right. And so this is the final wrap up of the explanation of, you know, this is the psalm that describes what happened to Jesus after he's crucified and he goes down to Sheol. And
right.
And so fascinating, ultra fascinating. I didn't know about this, or I I knew about it long ago and forgot completely about it. And so rediscovered it yesterday. And so it starts reading from Psalm chapter 18, verses 22 through 50, and we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
It goes, "For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. For you will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. I have wounded them so they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened for their hideouts. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. It is God who avenges me and subdues the peoples under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his king, and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore." And that's it.
That's really cool. That's a picture of a strong, respected leader.
Yep.
But particularly because he has the anointing of God.
That's right.
And that's what enables him. And in verse 46, it also says, "Let the God of my salvation be exalted." I was actually following along this time.
Oh, right. You know what? I'm sorry, because that was buried above a word wealth. And, you know, that's good that you brought that up, because all I saw was that couple sentences and went to verse 47. So you're right. 46 says, "The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted." And the word wealth is for the word exalted, which is room. And it's R-U-M. It says to elevate, raise, bring up, exalt, lift up, hold up, extol, to make high and powerful, since God is in the highest and is the most high, El Elyon. He cannot be higher than he is already. However, he can be raised and exalted in our understanding of him. Related to room are the words Abram and Teruma. Abram's name means father of height, that is, exalted father or man of stature. And teruma means heave offering, a gift that evidently was tossed upward while being offered. And so a little expounding on that word exalted in the Hebrew meaning.
Yeah. Yeah, this is where we want to be. I'll tell you, with the type of adversaries that we have, This is the victory we hope for, that the Lord would give us over the enemies of our own country.
Right.
You know, and that's not going to come unless the Lord exalts you and unless you have his anointing.
Right, unless you're walking in his way.
Right, and when you do, you can have these type of victories over the worst of the worst kinds of enemies.
Right. So, well, and what's also cool here is you all, the listeners, probably recognize Paul having said a good portion of this as well in verses where he says, with the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless, you will show yourself blameless.
Oh,
with
right.
The pure, you will show yourself pure. With the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. And Paul quotes that same exact thing when he's dealing with different people of, you know, different nationalities.
Mm-hmm.
When he's dealing with circumcised, with uncircumcised, with,
yes.
with you know, whomever. Whoever it is that he's visiting and whatever his audience is.
Yeah, because he was dealing with Jews, yeah. and he was dealing with Gentiles.
Right.
And Jews who were trying to Judaize the Gentiles.
Right.
And
basically what it's saying is use your best ability to relate to people in a way that they can understand you.
Right.
Right. And so talk to them in their own language, more or less. Whatever
right.
their psychological outlook is, try to meet them there and
yeah.
and communicate with them on that level.
And that doesn't mean coming down to their level or compromising your God's standards for you.
No, it just means reaching them at the level that they're
right.
at.
I'm going to hang out at the bars.
No,
so I
no,
can, you know, tell people about Jesus.
Yeah, that's
and I've heard people say that too.
Me too.
You know, well,
I've heard that.
It doesn't take very long before, well, there's just like no difference between you and them.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
So, but yeah, that's a really good, this is a lot that can be pulled from this.
Well, and there's also a lot of that is also prophetic. And so, I mean, that's a fairly long psalm that, you know, is talking about Jesus in the beginning and in Sheol and different things that are prophetic about what happened to Jesus after he's crucified.
Right.
And then it kind of coasts back into more of a direct reference to David, where some of it is God talking, is more like David prophesying about God talking to God or God talking about Jesus, you know,
yes.
where all the letters are capitalized in who they're talking about,
right.
you know, he and you and all in the same sentence, they're all capitalized. And so,
yes.
so yeah, that's a very, it's a fat, I think I probably need to read that one several times. I think there is much to be gleaned out of that has multiple different levels of study that we need to do on that, I think.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Well, good one. Okay, so this was Psalm 18, and today we hit verses
22 through 50.
22 through 50. Okay, got yep. it. All right, well, thank you for that.
Yep, praise God.
All right, well, you guys stick around. We'll take a quick break. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. Check it out at prepping2-0.com. And we'll be back with segment two and a couple of great audio clips that we want to share with you. So we'll talk to you then on the other side of the break. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
I'm Renee Holiday. I'm announcing my candidacy for Congress for District 5 in Eastern Washington as a strong conservative Christian MAGA Republican. We are currently in an existential crisis in America because of weak leadership who have failed to place God first over this nation. They have also failed to keep their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the rights of the individual. They have failed to secure our elections and have opened our border to an invasion from over 172 countries. America has never been more vulnerable to attack than we are now. I'm running because Eastern Washington needs a rep with some spine that can stand up to this lawless regime and help bring America back under the safety of our Constitution by securing our elections and closing our border. I have already written the congressional bill to do just that and have been publicly pushing it for the past year. Eastern Washington needs a fighter with a record of being effective in fighting the globalists, and that fighter is me. I have been fighting the globalists for 18 straight years and have written 2 books about it. Eastern Washington needs an effective fighter in D.C., and that fighter is me, Renee Holiday. I need your vote on August 6th, but I need your support right now to kick off my campaign. I'm running to win and to take America back, and I can only do this with your support. Let's get it done together. So you can go to my campaign website at ReneeHolidayForCongress.com. It's spelled ReneeHoladay for Congress.com.
This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Renee Holiday, Washington Congressional District 5.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment 2 of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Tuning in here bright and early, which is way beyond when communists ever wake up. But
that's for sure. Because none of them get up before noon, do they?
No. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Because they don't have jobs.
Right.
You know.
Well, they do. They're paid by Soros.
Oh, right, right. So
they don't have to show up at, you know, until noon or sometime in the afternoon.
Or late at night when nobody's around so that they can break into stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, well, you've got a good wake-up call.
Oh my gosh.
Anybody live near a university?
This is so great because this is, everyone, first of all, welcome back to Trump Tuesday. And so this clip was posted on our channel yesterday, and I just have to thank that person for doing that because this is right up my alley. This is the kind of stuff I love to do to communists. This is something my dad would have done too.
Yeah.
As he's, you know, he's undefeated wrestler. He would challenge anybody. And so this guy, what this guy did deserves the Hero Award for this entire past month because all these pro-Hamas protesters and just wreaking havoc all over our campuses across America, they need the smackdown.
Sleeping in tents.
And yeah, and this guy did the right thing. This guy is an Israeli-American. He goes out there with a couple American flags and decides, guess what, commies? You know,
and a bullhorn,
and just this is glorious. He gets there. It's the sun's not even quite up yet. The sun's not up, and he is sitting right outside all of these tents at UCLA with all these pro-Hamas protesters sleeping in their dumb tents. And this guy does this most glorious thing. Check this out.
Wake up, commies! Wake up! Wake up!
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ.
Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie?
Wake up, commies! Wake up! Wake up!
That is pure
rocks.
Awesomeness. We need that kid's name. We want to. He needs the Hero Award for this whole month because
that is just awesome.
That's glorious. All these cowering college students need to give those guys the smackdown and the big time what for, and so that's just exactly the way you do it.
Yep.
And what's cool is he's an Israeli and he's out there all by himself holding 2 American flags,
right,
standing down all of these commies.
That is so cool.
And the fact that he gets that they're commies, that's even better.
Right.
This kid's got
a
brain.
All their literature and posters are, I mean, they're sickle and hammer paintings everywhere. All their literature is like, we are the communist uprising, standing against oppression and apartheid.
Standing against liberty and justice for all.
Right, standing against America.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, yeah, that was beautiful. Loved it.
Yep.
Absolutely
loved it.
That needs
to be passed around to all the rest of the college students, especially the guys on these, on college campuses that are football team, wrestling team, all the guys that can be and should be standing up to this nonsense garbage.
I saw another video too where this all these frat boys, some fraternity, they showed up and the police cleared the commies out of there, and these guys went through just trashing all of their tents and everything, scooped it all up, threw it in a dumpster.
The frat guys did.
They all jumped in and just scooped up all that commie garbage.
Yep.
And threw it all in a dumpster. People don't want it. In fact, they're bringing in leaders from off campus to lead these things. They get these useful idiot students, that are participating. But it's a lot of them are outsiders too, and Islamists. The Muslim Brotherhood's tied to this. Soros is tied to this. Physically preventing Jews from entering the campus.
Yep, that's look, not acceptable. Right. That's not okay. They need to. Oh boy. Well, they just need to have at it.
Right. They're even holding their hands up, doing the Heil Hitler sign. All of this. Meanwhile, calling Trump and MAGA Nazis.
I know.
That's how messed up they are in the head.
That's insane. That's the irrational leading the irrational.
Yep.
Yep.
The insane running the asylum, more like it.
Well, and this is important because this is the beginning of the fight back, the push back, the understanding from the whole nation that we are now fighting communists.
Yes.
That people are finally getting it, that this has been a communist coup since 2020, and we've been calling it that ever since the second it happened.
Right.
And now people are getting it. And so what's really great is this Jack Posobiec clip, and he's describing how this is happening and people are finally catching on all around the world to exactly what we're just talking about.
Right.
Listen now to what he has to say.
Jack, first thing, the CPAC Hungary and then the Make Europe Great Again in Romania, two incredibly powerful, shows you the rise of the right throughout not just Europe, but the world. Give me your assessment. You're in Spain today. Give me your assessment of where we are in all this.
Steve, what we're doing on this, and people need to understand, this movement is absolutely growing beyond borders, beyond connections that we've seen together, staying in front of the Museum of the Prado right here in Madrid, Spain. And we're putting together a new international alliance of anti-globalists. And it's ironic, of course, because we are America first, but that's why I want to join with the people who are England first and France first and Spain first and Romania first and Hungary first, because that's what a nationalist is. That's what a patriot is. And so coming to all of these places like Madrid here today, where they almost saw, we actually came very close to seeing the resignation of the socialist prime minister this morning. He said he was thinking about resigning, gave a huge press conference nationally, decided not to. He's under huge corruption from his wife's side. The right is having an upsurgence, and the right is having an upsurgence because the global left, the global communist left, has gone absolutely too far. People are sick of it, and you are seeing this breakout not just from the patriots of America in 2024 with the polls, and CNN had the poll where Trump is up 9 when you split it out three ways. The RCP average, if you guys have that up, the battleground states, Trump is up in every single battleground state in the RCP average, including Nevada. And the people around the world, everyone I talk to, they say, Jack, they don't say, is Trump going to win? And this is what's so telling, Steve. You know what everyone says to me, Romania, Hungary, now here in Spain, they say to me, is Trump going to be allowed to win? That's the question that everyone is asking.
You know, when you say that, Jack, by the way, also the first minister, the anti-white, anti-Western, neo-Marxist first minister of Scotland was tossed out today. Also, when you ask about that, Jack, it's interesting because or the rest of the show, or at least a big hunk of the morning before we get back to Ukraine with Ben Harnwell, is going to be talking about this vast criminal conspiracy that's trying to roll up Trump supporters and President Trump, whether it's in New York courtroom or at the Supreme Court. Julie Kelly's going to be on at 5 o'clock today with her new breaking news. So they're using extra democracy methods, brother, to try to thwart Trump in his movement. Your observations on how they're really fighting.
Well, Steve, you know, it's actually funny because when I was over in Romania, when we were over in Eastern Europe, all the guys over there, they said, brother, we've seen this one a million times. We've seen this back in the 1980s. We saw this back when communism, keep in mind that that part of Eastern Europe used to be behind the Iron Curtain. That was the place where communism ruled the roost for years. At the end of World War II, when FDR, or prior to the end of World War II, FDR goes to Stalin at Yalta, and they go meet out there with all of the communists in the State Department, the communist spies and infiltrators that were there at Yalta, and they said, we are going to allow you to have first Eastern Europe, and then we're going to allow you to have China. So China's going to go communist, Eastern Europe is going to go communist. That was the crooked deal that FDR made at Yalta with Stalin, to allow half the world to go communist. Then all the people of Romania and the people of Hungary had to throw off communism multiple times. And in those cases, Steve, they learned more than anyone that your freedom cannot be given to you. Your freedom must be taken. Your freedom must be achieved and won. And that's what the message that I have to bring back to the patriots are. And as you say every single day, do you think they're just going to hand you your country back? Do you think they're just going to let you have your country back? No. You have to be fighting on all fronts with a full spectrum assault. And so I know these polls are good. The polls are good. Look, this is not a political fight we are in now. This is an opportunistic and operational fight that we're in with the left, because we've already won on politics. We've already won when it comes to the issues. We've already won when it comes to the message. The people already stand with us. The point is, we have a crooked regime that's in the way.
Man, and that final statement just was spot on. We've already won politically.
Exactly.
The people don't want what this regime is shoveling, and they want out. So it's not even a political battle right now. It's an operational battle. It's a maneuvering battle of stealing elections and...
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and see, that's the whole point of me running for Congress is basically... what my second book 444 is about, how to right the ship.
Yes.
Right. And so the beginning is that we return to God, we return to and commit to the law and the Constitution.
Right.
And then we purge the pagan wives, just like Ezra 9 and 10.
Yes.
And the modern version of purging the pagan wives is purging all of the communists out of this nation.
Absolutely.
And so,
and there's a peaceful, lawful way of doing it.
Exactly.
You restore the rule of law and the Constitution.
Right.
That hands you everything you need, all the tools that you need.
Exactly. It's all right there in my book. The whole thing is already written. I wrote it a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And so just the fact that this is catching on, this whole idea of, okay, now it's time for us to clean house. This is like the Holy Spirit saying this to the whole world. You guys need to purge the pagan wives.
Yes.
Okay, get on top of it, and so that you can fix this. And so, you know, the Bible says that we fight in the end, but we're overcome. And this is when the Antichrist steps in. And so this very well could be what the next step is in the landscape of the world, where we go, hey, you know, the world goes, wait a minute, we're all on the same side, and there's a whole bunch more of us than there are them.
Right.
We need to oust these losers just as fast as humanly possible.
Yeah.
And so we all start to fight them back. And then, you know, then what? Rapture happens. And so they have victory. And then out steps the Antichrist. You know, I don't know.
Only the Lord knows. But it's all coming to a head. It's
That's
all
right.
coming together.
Trying to put the pieces together.
Yeah. So while we're here, we're going to run the race to the end. We're
Absolutely.
Going to be in the fight against, we're going to stand against wickedness,
yep.
evil. We're going to stand for righteousness. We're going to stand for our American
boldly
principles.
Stand for the Lord.
Yes,
yep.
absolutely.
And, you know, we've got this, we've got a statement here by Trump also, that a couple different Trump statements, but addressing Israel first, he had a very important thing to say. Speaking
yeah.
of Israel standing against Hamas, right? You know, and that one kid standing there at UCLA in front of a whole mass of sleeping Hamas supporters, which Oh, so glorious. Anyway, so Trump has something to say about it also. He says Israel will find, very sadly, that there are far fewer hostages than currently being thought.
Right.
That's why it's hard for Hamas to make a deal. They're no longer able to produce the people because many of them are gone. Hamas is incapable of holding Jewish people for a long period of time without killing them, and it will only get worse. Zero leadership from Biden. October 7th would have never happened if I were president, not even a small chance. And so God bless him for saying that. And he's, and you know, he's right. I mean, that's exactly, that's exactly why they can't make a deal. Cause they're now they're like kind of biting their fingernails going, oh, we just killed the last 20 of them.
Yeah. I was going to say, we'd be lucky if there were 10 of them still alive.
Right.
And maybe death would be better than what these people are having to endure
with
anyway.
Hamas. That would be like being stuck in hell because those people are worse than evil. They're worse than demons. They're vicious, wicked, frightening mentals.
Yep.
And, you know, Trump also had a nice statement here. He said on Agenda 47, which is cool, he said, we're going to take back our liberty. We're going to take back our destiny. We're going to take back very soon our country. So
let's hope so. And that's what he said in Arizona, too, at the Arizona Republican Convention.
That's right.
And we've got this audio clip here. His own words. Take a listen.
Hello, Arizona, and hello to the Arizona Republican Party. Very special people, a lot of friends there. I want to thank Gina, your great chairwoman, as well as all of the other incredible delegates in attendance. And this is the most important election in the history of our country. And Arizona will be a center of the action. You're going to be right at the center. We win Arizona, we win the election. Not only is your state one of the most critical battlegrounds in the race for the White House, but you also have a key Senate race with Carrie Lake running against ultra-left-wing extremist Ruben Gallego. And by the way, if you don't know him, he's the worst. He's bad. He's so bad. I hope you're going to find out the kind of things that you want to know about him. And she's fantastic. She's a hard worker and she loves the state. She loves our country. From now until November, we need each and every one of you to pour your heart and your soul into helping achieve a glorious victory in Arizona. Under crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country, your state is under an invasion. Millions of illegal aliens from all over the world are being dumped into Arizona. And now with Texas finishing up the wall that I started, they're all coming into Arizona at levels that you've never seen. They're bringing in high costs and high crime, and Joe Biden's inflation is destroying the American dream. It's a bad combination. But Arizona, you have people pouring into your state like you've never, ever had before. It's horrible. And the only way you're going to do it is to get me in, get Kerry in. You're going to do it, and we're going to do it fast, too. But you cannot have a state where millions of people are pouring through your front door. With your support this November, we will rescue Arizona and we'll take back our country. I hope you all will volunteer to help the campaign and the America First movement. And we have to get out there and vote. You have to get out and vote. Get all your friends, get everybody you know. You have to get out and vote to join our movement. Please visit DonaldJTrump.com/join. DonaldJTrump.com/join. I hope to see you in Arizona very soon. I'll be there a lot campaigning. Together, we will defeat crooked Joe Biden, and we will make America great again, greater than ever before. Thank you.
Yeah, it's those are messages that are just, you know, worth repeating. Now, I hope getting out the vote will be enough. We never did ban the voting machines, electronic voting machines. A lot of headway has been made. And, of course, it does require the worst thing that could happen is for patriots to, well, the elections are all stolen and then not engage.
Right.
Yeah. So you still got to do your part for a clear conscience, if nothing else. But also in hopes that the headway that has been made is enough that they can't steal the elections. They can't fudge a few hundred thousand votes here and there because they're up against millions.
Right. And plus with that 100,000 army of poll watchers that are attorneys and you know, people that are going to be paying very close attention. Hopefully that is a strategy that will be able to thwart this plan. Yeah. You know, maybe they weren't expecting that, which is what I'm hoping. We'll just have to, you know, leave it up to God. It's God's hands at this point.
It really Especially is because you're up against communists who are also are afraid of this upcoming election.
That will do anything to steal this election.
Or make sure an election never even happens, you know, with a false flag or multiple, you know, a series of false flag events.
Right. Well, and we've got here something from the National Pulse that says that at least 1 in 5 mail-in voters admit to 2020 fraud, without which Trump would still be president. And so this report says that research by the Heartland Institute confirms that mail-in voting in 2020 was tainted by widespread fraud, Justin Haskins, the director of the Socialism Research Center, stated. And so it's being investigated by all sorts of different private companies, private individuals. There, you know, there's so much that is being shown that oh yeah, people are admitting it now. People are just openly admitting it. And especially the fact that this guy, he's the director of Socialism Research Center, you know.
So, a good guy or bad guy? Is that a guy who's researching socialism?
Well,
and
he
the
has
dangers?
To be searching the dangers of socialism, because otherwise he wouldn't be saying it. This is a socialist, communists. This is the key to the door,
right?
You know, this election fraud, election theft. This is the signature death ray of communists.
Well, this is
what they do. This is how they get into power. This is how they take over. It's because they steal the elections, and they have throughout their own history.
Well, that's exactly what Jack Posobiec was saying, speaking to people in the Eastern Europe countries. They're all saying, we've seen this before. This is exactly what they did under Soviet communism.
It's the blueprint.
It's the same thing.
That's why everybody can quote Stalin on this, that it's not he who counts the votes. It's not he who votes that's important. It's he who counts the votes.
And that's why we can accurately call these people communists without it being just hubris or
guessing
or rhetoric, right? It's not just name calling. Right. It is precisely what it is. I mean, it's not an understatement.
It's called studying your history.
It's not an overstatement.
It's all of communism is written in history. And so anybody that has taken history in college for any length of time would have had, well, I mean, you know, in the old days when they would tell
recently.
The truth about communism, back when America was America and not communist, communist coup takeover. Yeah.
Now they're being taught, you know, capitalism kills and it's evil.
And communism's glorious.
Communism will set you free, right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Garbage.
All right, guys. Well, you be safe out there and be vigilant. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. We'll do it all over again.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday and last day of this wonderful Passover. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.